I'll shout hallelujah every day.
It's Friday, and podcasts on this date are dedicated to healing. However your time zone, it's the same God and the same Holy Spirit at work. God bless your day. We put our total trust in the Holy Spirit, who is ever faithful and ever sure to help make things happen. This morning, we take our reading of the Holy Bible from the book of Luke, chapter 6, verses 19. And the Bible says, "And the people all tried to touch him, because power was coming from him and healing them all." Hallelujah. Child of God, get a sachet, a bottle of water, and any choice of faith item that will be prayed on in the course of the ministration. Let's take some additional Bible verses to anchor our prayers. Malachi chapter 4 and verses 2. Bible says, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings, and you will go free, leaping with joy like calves let out to pasture." Jeremiah 17 and verses 14. "Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise." Hallelujah. Child of God, healing comes from God Almighty, and he chooses how to make healing happen. God not only heals, but he goes further to make whole again. All over the world, the same Almighty God avails for his children and whoever call upon his name. Many come to contact with his word, and by believing, just by believing, they get healed. Take example of the Syrian general called Naaman, who was never a believer of Jehovah God. He wasn't an Israelite. He wasn't of the lineage of David, but a Syrian general who only heard of a possibility of getting healed, coming in contact with God's prophet. Hear this, child of God. God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and fire. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Child of God, healing is your right, and God is ever faithful to make it happen for you. I need you to anchor on faith. I need you to connect without doubt, and I need you to put your total trust in the Holy Spirit. It's not any man that will do it, but the Holy Spirit. Bible says, "By my Spirit, says the Lord." Lift up the container of water and faith item as we pray this morning. Remember, Fridays are dedicated for healing. Therefore, I pray. Father, I stand on this scripture to pray for your son, your daughter, these families that are listening to this podcast this day. By the power in the name of Jesus, by the power in the Holy Spirit, I lean on this scripture and I pray. Father, your word says you feel our infirmities. As a high priest, let your healing solution visit everyone, saying a big amen to this prayer. Heal their heart, heal their home, heal their marriage, heal the womb that needs a second touch. I ask that the surgeons of heaven will perform surgical operation on those wounds to clear out every blockage, every fibroid, everything that serves as a blockage against conception. I pray, let the blood of Jesus, the fire of the Holy Spirit, pass through that womb and refine them all in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that those unexplainable conditions that are challenging and calling, where is their God? Lord Jesus, show yourself in the matter in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, your word is settled in heaven. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Let the healing balm of Gilead, the hand of Jehovah Rapha, touch the fountain of any problem confronting this listener and dry to the root in the name of Jesus. Dry to the source in the name of Jesus. Every reinforcement of sickness through food, through dreams, through divination, enchantment, through any medium, let them be destroyed by the fire in the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. I curse to the root the problem to dry up in the name of Jesus. It is written, "To you that answers prayer shall all flesh come." Heavenly Father, visit every home, every career, every life, every person listening today in the name of Jesus. Give them a proof that you have done it for them. I soak you into the pool of the blood of Jesus. By faith in Jesus Christ, I declare that your case is settled in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Child of God, go ahead, use the faith items and the water on whatever the case may be, and God will wash the situation away in Jesus' name. We can't round up the podcast without saying and praying a happy birthday and wedding anniversaries to all those that are celebrating today. It's your season of unprecedented blessings and joy. congratulations to you on this special occasion. I rejoice with you and I say a big, big God bless you today in Jesus' name. Abundance is yours. Favor is yours in Jesus' name. Please keep sharing the podcast. It's all about the gospel of Jesus and touching lives for a positive impact and change. Remember, I never take your time for granted. We sincerely value your feedback. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Connect Hallelujah every day with Pastor Leke Toba on WhatsApp and WeChat or call +234 8067 01 3664 or +234 8023319436. Follow, like, and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and lots more. Have a great day, and remember, God's miracles await you every day in Jesus' name.